Hello, this is Psychic Gary Spivey, and welcome to my weekly podcast, Tapping In with Gary Spivey. These are some interesting calls from radio listeners I got this week. Over the years, I've had people tell me, I was healed by listening to you on the radio. You explained to this lady how to solve her problem, and I realized, wow, that was mine too. And we can solve our problems by listening to other people get their problems solved. Well, I think it works that way, so I hope you enjoy the podcast. Yes.
The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for B1039's Tapping In with Gary Spivey. Now, the host of Tapping In, Big Mama.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Tapping In with Psychic Gary Spivey. Gary Spivey is a world-renowned psychic whose abilities will amaze you. Do you have a question for Gary? You can call us right now at 239-765-1039. Make sure your question is very specific in nature, as you only got one to ask, so make sure and make it count. Get hold of Gary when he isn't here on his own line at 1-800-827-GARY or on his website at GarySpivey.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and get him on. The man, the myth, the legend, Psychic Gary Spivey!
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. Great to have you on the show today. How was your week?
Great. Really good week.
We thought we were going to have to talk to you about something today, but it was just Budman's vape cloud, but we were talking outside. and I'm going to tell you the story. So we saw this shadow, like, go across from us, and I kind of saw it out of the corner of my eye, but he saw it, and it gave him, like, a chill, which I empath, so I got the chill. So now I'm thinking there's actually something there. And then, like, 5 minutes later, he takes another vape hit from his big vape thing. It goes across the moon. It was the moon shadow. That's how bright it was today. We figured it out.
We were scaring each other like Scooby and Shaggy.
I was like, what is that?
Like, what is that, Scooby?
I don't know. I don't know.
Like, there's a big scary ghost.
I don't know. There's a ghost. Scooby.
Like, let's go get snacks, man.
All right. Let's go. Without further ado, though, if you have a question, go ahead and get it in right now. Let's go ahead and jump right to the phones. On the phone right now is Johnny. Johnny, you're on the air. What's your question for Psychic Gary Spivey?
Hi, Gary. My question is, I've been with my girlfriend for almost 5 years now, coming up on our anniversary. My question is, do you see that this will be the right person for me to marry?
I think she's great. You know, I see her as really in the last... Oh, even 6 months. Excuse me. The last 6 months, I see her changing in a very nice way. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Do you have us on speaker?
Yeah. One moment. I'm sorry.
Yeah. There you go. Well, that would be why.
Does that make sense? Right, I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
Go ahead, Gary. Say answer to you. Yeah,
well, here's what I see in the last 6 months or so, even 4 or 5 months. I see her changing in a really good way. I see her really being in with you and really realizing how much she really is, excuse me, in love with you. And so that's what I see. So it feels really great, if that's the question. Is she great? Right. She's great.
So. You say you're coming up on your 5-year anniversary?
Yes, sir.
Here, let me tell you what she's thinking. How much longer do I have to wait? I just did that for her. I was just empathing her. That's what she was thinking right now.
So. Yeah, the question's been coming up a couple of times right on that. But
I'm going to go get it done, my friend. 5 years. What are you waiting on? You already got 5 years invested. Go get it done, my friend. It's your moment.
Yeah, it's good. Right. It's great.
I appreciate it, Gary.
All right, buddy. Take it easy. Yep. I'm the one that gave you the advice. Come on.
Yeah, right?
Elizabeth, you're on the air. What's your question for Psychic Gary Spivey? Go ahead.
Hi, good morning, Gary. I've actually asked for your advice on this relationship that broke up a while back ago. He actually reached out to me a few days ago, well, actually yesterday, and I just want to know, like, his intentions are good or his intentions bad, because he's the one that I feel like he's my soulmate, but I left him be because he chose to walk away. Oh. So I don't know what...
He walked away. Now he's just going to tiptoe back in? Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying, RZ, because he's telling me that he's still in love with me, which I know I'm still in love with him, but yeah, I haven't told him that.
Go ahead, Gary.
Well, you know, here's what I say. I sound like a broken record because I'm always telling people they're passive aggressive. And so I'm going to just say you guys have this passive aggressive swing going. I love you. I hate you. I love you. I hate you. You got to break that kind of routine. And if you break that up, I see you doing really well. Because okay. You do love each other. You really do love each other. He's away from you for a minute, and he realizes, I'm really in love with her. And you realize that as well. You have to work on your routine. That's what I see. And you have to work on the matrix that is a passive-aggressive one. And if you do that, then you'll get through it. And you'll actually be really happy. But otherwise, finally you'll blow out on each other, and it won't work out, you see. So that's all it is. It's just a passive-aggressive thing. Can you have that conversation with him?
That is something that you have taught me, that you told me that prior to speaking to you.
Oh, wow. He told you that again months before. Wow, it's amazing. I mean, that's kind of what happens.
That you spoke to me. So I have been spoken to him in a more calmly, more not so aggressive, like, so what, you love me now? You're going to come back into my life? I kind of just toned it down, and I'm letting him take him, he's retiring, from the Army. So, he's not close by. So it's his decision now if he's going to be close to me or whatever he decides. So I just want him to know that I still love him, but I haven't flat out told him. I'm being more calm and not so, like you said, passive aggressive, being more listening instead of just talking.
Good. I think that's all you got to do. If you do that, then you got it made. He's in right now. He's calling and saying, I realize I'm in love with you. I'm in, and you're pulling back. Well, if you pull back, then that's passive aggressive. You're being passive.
Let it go, girl. Open your heart and just have fun.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Bye.
All right, thank you for calling in. She's awesome. 239-765-1039. Gary, we got to take a quick break. We'll come right back with more Gary Spivey next, all right?
Get ready for Psychic Tuesday with Big Mom and the Wild Bunch as they welcome Psychic Gary Spivey.
Psychic Gary Spivey has amazed audiences for years.
Gary Spivey is world-renowned for his psychic ability, his gift to communicate with those who've crossed over to the other side, and for his amazing healing energy.
I was born psychic. I was just a little psychic kid, and I could just see things and know things.
Tapping in with Gary Spivey.
I'm probably the most famous demon remover in the world.
Tuesdays at 8 a.m. on the number one hit music station, B1039.
All right, we're back right now, 17 minutes after 8 o'clock with Psychic Gary Spivey. Do you have a question for Gary? Call us 239-765-1039 is the phone number. Get on to Gary, GarySpivey.com when he's not here. Gary, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
All right, let's get right back to the phone calls. I love this segment. So many people want to be on the air with you, and it's such a good time. Let's go ahead and put some more positive energy in the air. Veronica, good morning. You're on the air. What's your question for Psychic Gary Spivey?
Good morning. Gary, can you take away the Bigfoot demons away from me and my daughter, please?
Okay, let me look at you and see. There's.
Did you say Bigfoot demon?
Yeah, they look like that. There's this really strange-looking demon that looks like Bigfoot. It looks like that. It looks like a Sasquatch. But they jump on a person, and it makes them have panic attacks, even when they usually don't have those. I've had so many people calling having crazy panic attacks. And so, but these particular dark energies come from, I believe, a lot of the atrocities happening maybe in the Ukraine and in the rest of the world. And we just are so empathic these days, we can feel these energies. And so, and these particular energies will really mess you up. And so, I just cleared that from you. And so there, Veronica, you'll feel a whole lot better. You notice you got really warm all over and light. Feel that?
Yeah.
So did your daughter. There we go. Better.
Okay.
Better.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in, Veronica. Day. Great to have you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Emily, good morning. You're on the air. What's your question for Psychic Gary Spivey?
Good morning, Gary.
Morning.
Since my daughter's been born, she's 5 now, but since about she's was 6 months or so, she's been waking up every night after 2 hours. And I know it sounds crazy, but whether she goes to bed at 8 o'clock, she wakes up exactly at 9, 8:30, it's up at 10:30. It's like every night on the dot, and she doesn't feel like she can go back to sleep. And this has been ongoing since she was a baby. The rest of the night she'll sleep fine, but she always wakes up after that 2 hour period. And I'm just curious if you see anything.
Well, you know, I see several things going on. What's making that happen? She has overactive adrenals or adrenaline glands, if you would, are kicking in, and it's almost like she's having a cup of coffee at that time, and so it's just sort of the way she ticks or the way she works. Have you ever had blood work done with her?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it feels like that you would sort it out a little bit if you did that. You know, and I don't think it's serious. I think it's something like she has too much of that and not enough of this. She may have way exaggerated potassium or something, but I see that kind of thing making it occur. It's actually a physical thing, not a spiritual thing. And so that's what I see. But I think it's her endocrine system, but it's due to too much of something, and just it's in her body. That's what I see.
All right,
awesome. I can't wait to see you next month, Gary. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, cool.
Where are you going to be next month, Gary?
Oh, I'm going to be right here in North Carolina. I'm doing a spiritual retreat, and so that's what I'm doing.
I love that because that caller was from Southwest Florida, and I love when I find out that people from Southwest Florida travel over to your retreat. I love that. So
yeah, it's wonderful. I mean, it's just great. And so a lot of people are coming from down there, you guys, and I appreciate it. But we have a great time in North Carolina. I take them out in nature. We hang out on the lake. We do a lot
I'm
of
so
things
jealous there. That one of my listeners is going to get to go to Star North Carolina before me. And I have not been out there yet. I'm putting it on my list this year. It's got to happen before December. All right, I'm coming
anytime.
To visit.
Anytime.
I love it. Let's grab Courtney. Courtney, good morning. You're on the air. What's your question for Psychic Gary Spivey?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So my question is, my son just got into the collegiate high school, but he's super hesitant and he really didn't want to go. But we had agreed if he got in, he would at least give it a shot. So I'm wondering if Gary sees him liking it and sticking through the all 4 years.
Well, we know how mom leans.
Heck yeah.
I think he's going to love it, which is the good news. If he gets through the first 2 weeks, you have to hold his hand a little bit. But as soon as he gets through the first 2 weeks, he's going to find his way, his niche, so to speak. And he's going to do great because he's crazy, crazy smart. And so he's
too smart
really,
for his own good.
Yeah, but he's really smart. But he's going to also enjoy hanging out with a lot of other kids who are crazy smart, is what I see. And so this is good for him. It's a great thing.
That's awesome. Thank you guys so very much. I appreciate you, Gary.
I want to know more, so call me back. I want to know more details. Like after the first 2 weeks, let me know. Call us back whenever that happens, all right?
I will for sure. Thank you guys so much. Have a beautiful day.
You too. Thank you.
Good luck.
I'm all invested now. I want to know more. Diana, good morning. You're on the air. What's your question for Psychic Gary Spivey?
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, Big Mama and the Wild Bunch. Y'all as well. yes. Good morning, Gary. My question is, my grandson, is he going to get any better? He is autistic and he's 5, and I have been raising him, and it's a lot of work. And I also would like to know if there is...
One question. You can only ask one question. Go ahead, Gary.
I do see him better. I see... You know, a lot of times, most of the time, or all the time, autistic people, kids, are certainly spiritually gifted beyond. I mean, they are really gifted. And so even a lot of the things I learned about, you know, the cosmos, angels, demons, you know, I worked with autistic kids, and I would figure out, where are they? Where are they coming from? And when I would free them up from dark energies, they would instantly change. And so I just freed him up from a bunch of dark energies. And there's
Thank
this
you.
New hell dimension that's cracking off of the whole planet. And so I cracked that off of him. And if you notice, you're starting to feel warm inside, but very deep. It's almost like on the bone level in your feet. If you can feel that. Feel that?
Yeah,
but he feels that. And so, but I see him doing better. I see him doing a whole lot better. He had some eating disorder demons that were pretty strong. And so you might check into what he's doing or not doing. Does he drink water?
Yes, he does.
Okay. You might really look at that and make sure, you know, because I just see him with eating disorder demons, and they will make you do all kinds of things or not do all kinds of things. And so, but I just cleared all that off of him. And so notice your stomach got pretty warm now. And so that was where I pulled these eating disorder demons out of him. And so those are pretty aggressive, but I think you'll find he'll start to act better and start to feel better. So good luck. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Gary. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Diane. You're welcome. Mia, good morning. You're on the air. What's your question for Psychic Gary Spivey?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead. What's your question?
Okay. Yes. Hi, Gary Spivey. So my husband struggles a little bit with a lot of depression and anxieties and stuff like that. I was just hoping that you can clear some of his energy.
Well, he's super bright right now because I just popped this darkness off of him. It looks sort of like a cloud. Does he drink or get high?
No, not at all.
It feels really weird, like an altered consciousness. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so try to figure out what that is.
Yeah, you know? He's been working with a group and maybe working up some bipolar, but they're not sure.
Yeah. Is he on some medications?
Not currently.
Okay. You might really check on that because it just feels so different, okay?
Okay.
Most of the time I can feel it when somebody's got an altered consciousness and then they do strange things. And you go, why are you doing that, right? And so he'll act really good some of the time and then all of a sudden he goes off, right?
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Yeah, well, you might find out what he's doing when he goes off and then it feels induced to me. So I think it's something that he's doing. And so you might find out what that is, and then he would just simply not do it, and he wouldn't go off. So that's what I said. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Mia, I appreciate your energy. You got a lot of energy when you called in. I was like, wow, Mia's got a ton of energy. I'd like to get some. There you go. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Michelle, you're on the air. What's your question for Psychic Gary Spivey?
Good morning. I just am kind of wondering if I or anyone in my family needs some energies cleared. We have a lot of uncertainty going on, or maybe I don't know if like someone's trying to communicate with us. We just have a lot of weird.
Girl, you're trying to get nine questions into one. You are that great way to try to manipulate your question. But I'm on to it. What's going on? What do you got to talk about? There's got to be something going on in your life. You want to get right to it. Let's get right to that point.
Lots of newness with the kids. Lots of new decisions that I'm just uncertain about. So I was just hoping that there would be a little bright light or some clear of darkness.
Right.
Here's what I see. I just think you need to let them make their decisions. How old are the kids?
14, going into high school.
Okay. Well, I feel like it feels like in your situation, they are going to make a good decision. In other words, like they know what they want is what I feel. I think they're very mature. And so it feels like they're in the zone. So I feel great.
Is that going to end up good though? I mean, I'm just hoping for happiness. I want to be supportive.
Well, that's what I see. I think they will be. And I also see a grandmother spirit hanging around them, or great grandmother spirit hanging around.
Michelle, you're manifesting it. You know that's what you're doing now. And if you've never been taught that, you're manifesting the positive things to happen to them because you're hoping for happiness. You're not sitting here dreading the negative. You're hoping for the positive. You're believing in positive. You're speaking it from your mouth to God's ears. Yeah. That's how you manifest things, all right?
Love it, Big Mama.
And we talk
you.
A lot of manifestation here, and everything out of your mouth to me so far is what I heard has been positive. So there's no way that this could go south because you are spewing positivity into the air.
Thank you. Absolutely. I appreciate you guys. You're the best.
All right. We appreciate you calling in. Good luck, all right?
Have a great day. A
lot of concerned parents calling in today.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
All right. Go ahead, Marie. You're on the air. What's your question for Psychic Gary? I didn't have to say anything. You're ready to go.
I've been lighting candles and saying a lot of prayers, and hopefully this is my first time buying a home. Do you see me signing papers for a new home soon?
I do. Yeah. Are you down to two choices, or did you get through the two? You were looking at it?
No, I'm done. I have my final choice.
Okay,
and
good.
I put a bid in it, and hopefully.
Well, it feels really good to me, and I think you're going to nail it. But at the last moment, there could be another one that shows up also on your plate. Okay,
right.
That's what I'm really seeing. So look at that one too.
And so, okay.
So I think that you're going to have a choice of two. You hadn't had it yet, but you're going to. And so just be okay with your decision, but also look at the other one as well. And it's your choice. But I see we'll have that choice. That's what I see. Okay?
Thank you so much, and thank you, everybody out there. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. All right. Got time for our text message of the day that we're going to wrap up with Gary on this amazing Tuesday morning. Top of the morning to you, Big Mom and a Wild Bunch. And Gary, my question is, this is my auto accident back in February that totaled my truck and caused me some minor medical issues, a broken foot from knee bumps and contusions. How long is my settlement going to take, and is it going to be a decent amount? Now, keep in mind, I was thinking about something I got going on with insurance, Gary, so don't read me. As soon as he said that, my question came in, so I was like, uh-oh, I got to clear that, or you're going to read me. So don't read me, read him.
Right. Well, it looks like it's about 2 years from the get-go, from the beginning, is what I see with him.
Thank God you're not reading me. Because right. All we're doing is waiting on headlines, man. That's all. If you told me 2 years, I'd be like, what? All right. Man, I really appreciate you calling in, Gary. It's always a pleasure
Thank you.
Have Gary on the show. Get hold of Gary when he isn't here at 1-800-827-GARY or on his website at GarySpivey.com. It's always a pleasure. And we'll see you next Tuesday, my friend, all right?
Great. Thank you.
Gary's Bobby, everybody.
1-800-827-GARY, 1-800-827-GARY. This is a very vague ask, but yet it's very specific at the same time. And Veronica, going to ask you a follow-up question here. Why do you believe that you and your daughter need your energy cleared? And let me follow that up with, it's kind of like, and we have to remind people of this every once in a while. When you get through with Gary, that's kind of the first part of the service, if you will. It's like when you go into a restaurant, they fill your water glass. Well, Gary, if you do get on, your energy gets cleaned, and he cleans us.
Yeah.
And sometimes we have to go, hey, this might take a little, deeper.
Sure.
A little deeper dive than normal.
A full-on filtering process versus, the initial hit, I guess.
Deep cleaning.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. So, Veronica, yes. The answer is yes. Can your energy be cleared? Yes. And that's happening as we speak. But,
but
obviously, you have a reason for asking.
Yes. If you clear the traumas away from me and my daughter because we saw somebody die, so it was really sad and upsetting.
Someone you knew?
No, it's somebody that was outside where I live. I don't know him, but they shot him and killed him.
I got you.
And I say he passed away because my daughter says she saw like a grayish white orb come straight at her and then it veered off to the left.
I was just going to say, yeah. I can't speak
she
for
saw
you.
That. I did it.
Yeah, and I can't imagine. I can't imagine your daughter's any different. You seem very empathetic, and I'm not the psychic here, but I've been around this long enough to pick up on a thing or three.
Right.
Gary, she's very much in that space, right?
Yeah. She's very energy sensitive and very psychic, and her daughter's like as I see it, a psychic freak in nature. She's like really super gifted and can see all the dimensions. Yeah, so when she saw, she was there, this person got killed, and that's traumatizing enough. And then when she sees what happens afterwards, that's only the first part of the journey. And then they leave their body, and then they're flying around, and they look, sometimes they can be an orb. They look like that, the energy's contained, and it flies towards her because it's a natural thing for that orb, that a person's energy to go to the light. And so many times these gifted children, they're so lit up that these earthbound spirits, forever how long, will go to them. And so that spirit was trying to go to her because it thought she was the light, because she's such a part of the light. She is the light. And so a big process. But with her, I'm just clearing off the dark energies around her and you as I'm talking to you and before. And now you're just all lit up. There we go. I see everything bright now. You'll be okay.
And he did go to the light and everything?
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, he's really good. Yeah. Yeah, I checked on that too. I can do it real fast.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Yeah, Veronica, thanks for reaching out. Yeah, no, you're good. You're good. Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Tanya, I love this. What kind of business are you and your husband in?
Well, I mean, he's in construction business. Hello. But I've been a stay-at-home mother for the last 8 years. But I recently, I don't know, back in, say, January, February, just decided that I need to venture on my own and provide for myself and my children. And I decided to make my own business. I decided I wanted to become a vintage antique and arts dealer. And I
love that. If I can explain what happened at the beginning, on my on my screen, it says, is my business going to succeed with my husband? Now, when you run your cursor over that, it says, is my business going to succeed with my husband sabotaging it? Sometimes you have to read the whole thing.
Yes.
Context is everything.
It sure is. Isn't it, though? I'm still really, how fun. Vintage, would you say vintage antiques?
Vintage antiques and art. I want to do an online dealing. And
I thought maybe you were going to get a spot at the swap meet.
No, I mean, perhaps in the future. I mean, I'm going high end, so yeah, it would not be at the swap meet. But no, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I started by reselling my children's, you know, old clothing and making, you know, a little side money that way. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But I have a clear vision of what I want it to be. and, you know, I mean, it's going to be branded and everything. So, but I've invested a lot of time, a lot of energy, and the only money I have into this. And from the minute I started, he actively has been sabotaging it.
How so?
Well, obviously for me to be trying to do this, we have major issues in our marriage, and they've been going on for years at this point, but my children were very small. So, you know, recap that real quick. And so the minute I decided this, I'm one of those people, I just decided I do it. I started going and sourcing my inventory. And at first, I think he just thought these were just random things I'm purchasing for the home. But then I think it became more obvious. So he questioned my six-year-old. And she said, oh, no, that's mommy's inventory, because I'm also trying to teach my children what I'm doing as I'm doing it. She wants to make profit. And so he's like, oh, how's she plan on doing that? And he's like, she's going to do an online business. And so the very next day, he canceled our internet. And so that was annoying. But literally the next day, canceled the internet. And then, a bunch of little things. He stopped paying for bills that he's been paying for the last, 9 years, knowing that if he doesn't pay my phone, I have to pay my phone. So where do I have to get that money from the money I have set aside for my business? So just things like of that nature, and petty and more petty, and from 1 degree to 10 degrees, just
boy,
all over.
Doesn't that, in my head, Gary, the whole time when she's telling the story, I'm thinking, this has nothing to do with that business. You know what I mean? This has nothing.
The business is the out.
Yeah. No, of course
situation.
It is. Of course it is.
It's very multi-leveled and complicated.
But in anticipating what Gary may be thinking or seeing, or any of us, you know, I was just like, the business is the vehicle to get out. So can we all agree that you've got to get out of that relationship?
Oh, no, this is a fact. I know this. This is why I'm so determined on succeeding, you know.
So is the real question, will the business proliferate so that she can get out, Gary?
It will. I'm very familiar with that type of business because I have sort of things I do like that. You know, I have an old antique bed and breakfast that looks like a Ritz-Carlton inside, and you know, I collect a lot of things. I'm a collector, and I have buddies who do that business, specifically the business you're talking about, and so I actually know a lot about it, and so I see that you already hit on the success, your success, and you skimmed over it. You mentioned something about old clothing or vintage clothing. I hear if you start with that first, you're going to make a ton of money.
And oh, see, actually, I don't have any older vintage clothing. That was like, I think the first.
You will. You don't have to. If you can go to Goodwill or this one or that one.
The fact that I could source it, I'm sure. The thing is, I've already invested a lot into. I've invested a lot into. Hard goods, antique.
Yeah, yes, I'm not disagreeing. I'm not disagreeing with you doing that. I'm just telling you where the money is. I'm really good at finding the money. Okay, well, right now you need to find the money. And then I see you growing into the business you're talking about, as well. But if you stick with the vintage clothing right now, you can do it piece by piece, do a couple of pieces a day. You're going to find you'll get where you're going, and you'll be blown away at what you'll make. And I do know a couple of people in that business is spectacular. And so right now. And so that's what I see. But I see you're a rock star at finding things. And so I see you doing really, really well. But there's the money right now for you. Then you move into the other thing. That will work out really, really great. In the meantime, you have to not maybe tell your kids everything you're doing right now.
I've already started having to do that.
Because they tell him. And then, he's going to keep sabotaging. There's nothing I can tell you that will keep that away. He's just going to do that because he's very jealous. And so that's not going to...
Do you see a time frame of me having my exodus from this?
Yeah, as soon as you stop telling your kids stuff.
The problem is I'm a stay-at-home mother, so I try to hide as much as I can.
Sure.
You know, had to get a mail key behind his back, and I can't check the mail in front of my kids because he can't know that I have a mail key.
Get a P.O. box.
It looks like you're going to get very lucky within the next 4 months and a half or so, right in there, 4 to 5, and that's what I see. So there you are. You're going to get lucky with money, and then you're going to get lucky without the door. So there you are.
Okay. So just one last thing on the business note, because I don't want to doubt what I'm doing, but sometimes I'm like, maybe I'm just, I'm still a mother who needs to get out. So maybe I should be actually focusing on working for somebody else, but that's just like a no-go for me right now. I'm determined that I'm going to be my own business.
Yeah, you already know the answer.
Yeah, okay. You're gonna do really good. I do see you doing a little part time. It's almost like a friend thing that helps. Whatever. I'm not sure what that is, but it's not like a real job, but it's a job that you do part time with a friend or something. But I do see this one. This will work if you start with the vintage clothing first. That's what I see. Okay.
Well, I come from a fashion background, so that's easy.
You might do what you know. Yeah, do what you know. That's what I hear. Okay. Good luck.
And then.
No more and then. No more and then.
Tanya,
you get one question. You've taken three.
We got to go.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate you. I like her, though. She's a bulldog.
Yeah.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love what that was right there, though. No, where I was like, Tanya, no. And she's, no, you don't understand. I'm going to, No. that will serve her well, will it not, Gary?
Yeah, I think it will. I think she'll really nail it. It's tough being in that situation. And people are getting in and out of situations in their lives right now because of that feeling. Used to, they could maybe put up with it. But now it's very, very tough to stay in any kind of deal like that where you got somebody trying to control every aspect.
And by the way, if you'd like to have a half hour to yourself with the world's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey, call 1-800-827-GARY, 1-800-827-GARY. Call right now. That's operators are standing by. Good. So, Jeff, this is just the most adorable. I'm telling you, and from one man to another, I probably shouldn't say it that way, but. Will things, it says on the, tell us about this girl that you like.
All right, so I've known her for a while. We've been friends for a while. And I actually went to Utah to pick her up to get her out of the situation she was in. She's got a rough history with relationships and just trauma and all kinds of stuff. So she's been living with me for the last 2 years and we've always been friends. But then over this last little while, feelings have kind of grown. And at times she's showing she feels the same thing. And other times she's just totally pulled back. I don't know if it's all the trauma she's gone through that is having her pull back and not wanting to step into anything or if it's just not there.
So is the question, what sort of future do you have with this girl?
Yeah. That would be it.
Okay. I'm just hearing it's too much work. And so if you have to work this hard as I see you having to work to get a morsel of light, attention, love, intimacy, that's too much work. Sometimes when it's too much work, it's too much work. And then at best, she could recover from her life experiences maybe in 6 or 7 or 8 years. In that amount of time, you could almost just wander around anywhere and bump into somebody that would love to be with you because you're the nicest person in the world. And so I see who you are. And so you bring a lot to the table. And so you just got to know that you really bring a lot to the table in a relationship, because you're now really ready for a very serious relationship in your life. And I see you attracting one, but you can frankly do better is what I see. Because this is, it's a lot of work, right?
Yep, it is.
Okay. It's too much work. Anytime you're working that hard, you don't have to work that hard. You can just manifest, and you do that by just allowing. You don't have to do anything. Just allow someone to come to you. Your vibration is perfect. Feel how warm you got. Your feet got warm right then. You felt that, right?
Yeah.
Feel yourself. Okay. Well, that's just the light going in. And so when you allow right now, you can stay in the same dumb situation you're in if you want to, but that's a dumb situation to be in because it's just not going to be great for you for a long time. And then it will never be really great. It'll just be okay. And so, to put that much work into something that's just going to maybe be sort of okay is really not worth it. But I do see 2 or 3 or 4 other people lining up to be with you. And so try that, and I think you'll find you end up happy pretty quick. Within the next 2-3 months, you're going to have a deal that you're like, you got to be kidding me. That's what I see.
Right. Okay? All right. Thank you.
Good luck. Good luck.
Good luck. Yeah, he is. There are good dude vibes all over him. Are there?
Yeah,
are there not?
Absolutely.
And there are good dude vibes all over the world's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey. 1-800-827-GARY. 1-800-827-GARY. No, next week we're taking an extended Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
So catch you in 2 weeks.
All right, I'll be here.
All right, brother. We love you.
Follow me on Facebook.com/GarySpivey or Twitter.com/GarySpivey. Also, you can call me up for a private reading anytime, of course, 800-827-GARY. Or 24/7, you can call any of my gifted psychics.
And today's special is only $1.99.
Get you 10 minutes of a psychic reading from any of my gifted psychics, and you can call us up at 800-217-5336. That number's 1-800-217-5336, and I'll see you next week. And I do appreciate you.